for Money Chat, I thought I would talk about trigger leads. What are trigger leads? It's those annoying calls and information that you get from people you may not want to talk to. And with the low interest rate environment, lenders are paying for trigger leads in a big way. They are hired into the mortgage industry or with no experience to just dial for dollars. It's a surprise how many homeowners, when you make a loan application Monday, by Tuesday, your phone starts ringing off the hook with calls of other lenders offering you deals. Overnight, you've become a trigger lead. Now, when you sign up for a loan application, the lender pulls your credit report from all three major credit bureaus. When the lender requests your credit, it then triggers an alert informing the credit bureaus that you are a hot lead looking to purchase a new home or refinance an existing loan. The credit bureaus immediately sell these trigger leads to other lenders, presenting them with a list of hot leads that are looking for a loan, and the credit bureaus are making millions off of this. Yes, it is legal. It is coming from the credit bureaus. It's not coming from your lender. I know it's crazy. If you do a Google search for trigger leads, you'll see pages of advertisements to sell your personal information, your name, address, phone number, credit scores, types of debts, and accounts balances are all available for the picking. What's hard to believe, again, that this is a legal thing that the credit bureaus can do. So there are two ways of looking at trigger leads. Consumers and the industry groups are divided on the issue of trigger leads. On one hand, some lenders and trade groups, including the Federal Trade Commission, argue that the practice encourages competitive and allows customers to better compare loan offers and other offers of credit. Now, on the other hand, to some customers, receiving calls from lenders after they've already submitted an application can feel like harassment. Add to that, if the potential for scams, you may receive calls making it sound as if they're calling about an application in order to lure you to reveal personal information such as your social security number, which the credit bureau can't sell. You may also be promise rates and costs that are not available, but after you've moved forward with another application, your credit score drops. The representative lets you know that the score's dropped and you no longer qualify for those rates and fees. Now, most consumers are tied by now, and they've got to move forward with that offer. So issues, there are a number of problems with this practice. Primarily, the bureaus are sharing your personal information with third parties without your permission. I believe it could put the consumer at risk of identity theft, and I don't believe the bureau should be allowed to do this, but it is the way it is. The bureaus essentially have a monetary and something that is almost as important as social security number, and they are using this to generate further profits. In addition, applying for a mortgage is a personal matter. So it's not the business of the credit bureaus to put out the information for mortgage. Now, second, as a lender, I certainly don't appreciate the bureau sharing my client's information with them for the competition. That really isn't the issue. The part that's wrong is just having the ability to get that information out and have calls coming in that you may not want to receive. And again, just putting you in a position that you may not understand what this call is for. It's not directly maybe coming from a lender, but it could put you in a situation where your personal financial information is getting out there. So there are three ways to stop the harassment. If you want to put your name on a phone number on the Do Not Call registry, you can register your home and your cell phone number. It can take up to 31 days to become effective. So do it now. You'll want to register every 5 years, because after 5 years it expires. So to prevent from mortgage lenders from sending you direct mail, you also may need to register with the Direct Mail Association. Whether you register online or through the mail, it costs about $1, so it's worth it. Direct Mail Association, DMA, distributes its list quarterly, so it can take a while before it becomes effective. But again, the registration is good for 5 years, so you want to update that every five years. You'll also want to sign up for the opt-out pre-screen. This will stop the credit bureaus from selling your name as trigger leads. So there's a way to avoid this altogether. The phone number is 888-5-OPT-OUT, or you can just go online to optoutprescreen.com, and it can stop the craziness of your information being sold from the credit bureaus. So hopefully that's some helpful information for you during our Money Chat today. And coming up next on the Money Hour, what's happening in real estate? I have Maya Butler with RealLogic Sotheby Realty right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.